Thank you, and welcome once again to the radio program of the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning, and it is our privilege to be able to bring to you another radio program and teachings from the Word of God. If you would this morning, look in the book of Psalms 1 as we continue on the same lesson that we began last Sunday morning. That's the book of Psalms 1. While you're turning there, we do want to give you an opportunity to come to services at the Independence Baptist Church. We're located at 124 South Main in Forestdale, Missouri, and our Sunday school services began this morning at 10 o'clock with regular classes for all ages. We invite you to come, and then our preaching service begins about 11 o'clock, and we invite you to come to this worship service. Our Sunday night services begin at 4 o'clock, and then our Wednesday night Bible study is at 7 o'clock, and so we invite you to come to these services and know that you'll receive a blessing from being in the house of God. Psalms 1. Last time we introduced this psalm, and there were three things that we wanted to discuss. First of all, there are three steps to destruction. We talked about those three steps last Sunday morning. And then secondly, there were four things the believer receives because he meditates in the law of God. And then part number three is there are three things that the ungodly received. Well, now, last time, all we got finished with was the three steps to destruction that the lost people or that people follow that do not obey the counsel of God. That is, number one, they walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Number two, they stand in the way of sinners. And number three, they sit in the seat of the scornful. But then there's the other side of the issue. Last Sunday morning, we talked about how that people receive destruction because they don't obey God. This morning's lesson will be the opposite of that. Look in verse 2 of Psalms 1. The Bible says, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." Now here in these two verses, verse 2 and 3 of Psalms 1, are four things that the believer receives because he meditates in the law of God. But notice first of all in verse 4, the Bible said, "His delight is in the law of the Lord." I mean, what is the law of the Lord? Well, the Bible is the law of the Lord. And here we find that the wise people, those people that will be blessed of God, are those people whose delight is in obeying the precepts laid down in the law of God, in the Bible. And so it's very, very important today that we have our hearts and minds in tune with what the Bible has to say. Let me say right here that it's more important to read the Bible than it is to read books about the Bible. Let me repeat that. It's more important today to read the Bible and to study the Bible than it is to read and study books that have been written about the Bible. There's a lot of good books on the market today. I know that. I have several good books. But let me tell you, there's nothing in the world like going to the horse's mouth to find out what the horse is trying to say. And today, if there's confusion in your life about all the different kinds of books that have been written, then forget the books and read the Bible. Just get in the Word of God. You say, "Well, I've read all that before. I want to read something new." You mean the Bible is not new every time you read it? You mean when you read the Bible, it doesn't teach you something that you've never seen before? Oh, then you're not spending enough time with it. The Bible is not a book to hurry through, but it is a book, the Bible says, to be meditated on. Look what the Bible said here in Psalms 1 in verse 2. "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night." The Bible is not a book to hurry through. The Bible is not a book to hurry up and read like you'd read the bestseller. But the Bible is a book to be meditated upon day and night. Someone says, I thought religion was just for Sunday. Well, a lot of people believe that, don't they? But that doesn't mean it's so. Religion is an everyday life. We find that God gave a great promise to one of the famous leaders of Israel. If you would, look in the book of Joshua, chapter 1. And here in this place, God told Joshua, He said, I want you to be now the new leader. And He said, I want you to be strong in verse 6, Joshua 1 in verse 6. I want you to be strong and of good courage. In verse 7, only be that strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law, which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand nor to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Look, this is the promise of God, not only to Joshua, but it's also true for us. If we want to live a prosperous life, a successful life, then we've got to follow the Word of God. You want to know why governments fail? You want to know why great and mighty nations come to their knees and go to destruction? It's because they forget the law of God. You want to know why families are in trouble today? It's because they've forgotten to follow the Word of God. The Bible may be the bestseller, but I really doubt it's the best read. And I know it's not the best followed. If you want a successful life, if you want a victorious life, if you want a prosperous life, then obey what the Word of God says. Verse 8 of Joshua chapter 1 says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success. God told Joshua, if you want to be a great leader of Israel, then obey the Bible. Obey the Word of God. Did you know that one of the laws that the kings of Israel were to obey was that when they became a king, they were to take pen in hand and copy word for word all of the revealed Word of God up to that point. Say, well, why would you want to do that when they could just get a book and just read it without having to write it down? Because that book that they wrote down was to be their own personal copy, that they could go through during their reign and make notations, that it might be in their heart, that it might be in them to know to do right and not to do that which was evil. And so the Bible said His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in His law doth He meditate day and night. Do we do that? Do I do that? Do you do that? Do you meditate daily in the Bible? Do you have questions about how to raise your children? Then find it in the book. Do you have questions about how to treat your spouse? Then find it in the book. Do you have questions about the employer-employee relationship? Then find it in the book. The Bible is not outdated. It's as new as life itself, because it is life. But go on. In verse 3, Psalms 1 in verse 3. What are the four things that the believer receives because he meditates in the law of God? Number one, he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, by the rivers of water. The Bible here uses the word plant. You shall be put there on purpose, not by accident, but on purpose. And here's an amazing picture that the psalmist gives. There could be a great drought that comes along. There could be no rain for years, and all the trees that were not planted by the river would dry up and die because they had no source for water. But the tree that is planted by the rivers of water, there the roots go down from that tree down into the ground, And there goes out into the stream and collects water that it might live. What a picture this is in a barren place. There is no life. There is no hope. There's no help. And the tree is green and everything else has dried up and died. That's the way we're going to be. The world could be full of despair, but because we have our roots down in the Word of God, then we can have hope. In the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, let us shine as lights because we've studied the Word of God. Secondly, He shall bring forth His fruit in His season. The Bible here says that the fruit is what shall be brought forth. The fruit of the tree are those things of the Spirit that are unto God. Fruit does not come necessarily when we think it ought to come. It comes only when the season is right. Think of this. Even if the time of the year is right, fruit might not come if there's been a frost on the blossoms. And sometimes the blessings that we long for do not come because the events of our lives in the past have killed the fruit. The tree stays alive, waiting on another season, waiting on another time. And so be faithful to God. If the results are not like you think it ought to be, then wait upon God and serve Him faithfully. Never give up. Meditate upon His Word. Trust God in spite of the circumstances and believe on Him. Notice now the third thing. The Bible said in verse 3, His leaf also shall not wither. Now there is a difference between leaves and fruit. An apple tree's got leaves. It's also got apples on it. The leaves are not unto God. The fruit is unto God. The leaves are unto ourselves. The leaves of a tree are for the nourishment of the tree. Every good tree will bring forth not only fruit, it'll also bring forth leaves. Remember, the Bible records in the book of Matthew 21, verse 18 through 22, where Jesus came up to the fig tree and it had leaves only. Jesus there cursed that fig tree because it had not fruit. So it is in our lives. If we have leaves, that which is for ourselves, and we don't have any fruit, that which is for God, we will be cursed of God. But notice, we should be like a tree planted by the river. God will keep us alive, and there'll be fruit to come later. Then number 4, the Bible said, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The reason for prosperity is because there is a meditating in the Word of God. The result of meditation is praying to God that He will direct our lives. God then opens the doors that ought to be opened and shuts the doors that ought to be shut. The direction of the believer's life is controlled by God, not by his own thoughts and plans. James chapter 4, verse 13 through 17 says that we ought to make plans, but pray that if it's God's will, we shall first live and then do this or that. 4 things that the believer receives because he meditates in the law of the Lord. They are, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Number 2, he shall bring forth his fruit in his season. Number 3, his leaf shall not fade. Number 4, whatsoever it does shall prosper. We'd all like to think that these 4 things are what we are getting. But if the evidence of our life doesn't back this up, then it's obvious. It's obvious that we are not meditating in the Word of God. But listen, meditating is more than reading. It is letting the Word of God control our thoughts and our actions. Well, we see that our time has slipped away from us again today. We're not finished yet with this psalm. Lord willing, next Sunday morning, we'll take up again with the third part of this psalm, and that is, what are the 3 things the ungodly receive? In the meantime, we invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church and listen again next Sunday morning for the continuation of this message. Thank you now for listening.